Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? Well, I know I sure am, because we made it, and it's Friday.
Friday, mother effing Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, Friday. Yay! Gotta get down on Friday.
I'm jumping. Let's go. Hey, 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 hey.
Friday, Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the
ball. Slam my elbow on the chair.
I'm still jumping. Who cares? We'll fight through it.
Steve Miggs, I would just like to point out that you have the opportunity to hit 200 wins by the end of the day today.
Oh, my, 197.
You're at 197.
Woo!
So if you win all three games, well,
today's a big day.
You know I'm rooting for the Rockaholics, of course.
My daughter's graduating today.
What?
After a long, hard fought time in preschool, twice a week, half days. She's graduating. I can't wait to be there.
You better make her proud, Ben.
Okay.
Charles from Spanaway is our contestant this morning. Charles, are you there?
I am here, and I love to be the spoiler.
Yeah! Well, for those... Oh, get out of here, Steve.
Okay, bye-bye.
And for those playing at home, Charles will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Charles, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Hit me.
Who is the lead singer of Aerosmith?
That would be Steve Tyler.
Correct. What company makes the PlayStation console?
Sony.
Yes. In 2006, Pluto was downgraded to what?
Asteroid.
No.
Star, pass.
No. Which sequel used the tagline just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water?
Pass.
Jarvis Island in the South Pacific belongs to what country?
United States.
Yes. Being an odd number, how many feet does a snail have?
Pass.
In what South American country would you celebrate Carnival?
Oh, God, the Caribbean. Pass.
Which Italian fashion designer was murdered outside his Miami mansion in 1997?
Versace.
Yes. Which president was featured on the U.S. Purple Heart Medal?
Washington.
Yes. What bathroom accessories did John Candy sell in the 1987 movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Dental floss?
No. But you got 5 correct, Charles. Not a bad score. Split right down the middle this fine Friday.
Ooh.
Woo. Steve is back.
Ooh.
But Miggs, are you ready?
All right.
Who is the lead singer of Aerosmith?
Steven Tyler.
He is. What company makes the PlayStation console?
Nintendo.
No.
Sony.
Yes. So. In 2006, Pluto was downgraded to a what?
A minor planet?
No.
a dwarf planet.
Yes. Which sequel used the tagline, just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water?
Jaws.
Yes. Jarvis Island in the South Pacific belongs to what country?
Mexico.
No.
I don't know. Peru.
No.
Afghanistan.
No. Being an odd number, how many feet does a snail have?
How many feet? Three?
No.
Wait. Huh? What was the question?
Being an odd number, how many feet does a snail have?
Five.
No.
One.
Yes! In what South American country would you celebrate Carnival?
Belize?
No.
No. I'll have to come back to that one.
Which fashion?
Brazil. Brazil.
Yes! Yeah. Which Italian fashion designer was murdered outside his Miami mansion in 97?
That'd be Steve Meigs.
No.
No. Versace?
Yes. Which president is featured on the U.S. Purple Heart Medal?
Washington.
Correct, Steve. You got 8 correct, and that is a win, 8-5.
No spoiling.
Sorry, Charles. Oop. Our friend Charles did know that Jarvis Island in the South Pacific belongs to the United States of America, baby.
Oh, man, I just guessed that. I'm a bad American.
And one that you did not get to, and I'm curious if you know this one. What bathroom accessory did John Candy sell in the 1987 movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Oh, man.
Come on.
It's not tampons, right?
No.
Wow. Was it like,
come on.
Shower heads.
Shower.
Oh, so close.
What is it, Danny?
Curtain rings.
Curtain rings.
Shower curtain rings.
I knew it was a shower something.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on your victory. One win closer to hitting 200.
I kind of want to go back and watch that movie now.
It's a classic.
It is.
What else is a classic? Especially if you're a collector of black t-shirts like we all are. The new I Beat Migs t-shirt is available in the Rock Shop exclusively at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's a new feature on the Odyssey app that lets you leave us a voice message whenever you please. And the messages have been rolling in, Steve.
Yep. Some people want to talk hockey. Other people want to talk snakes.
No, thank you. We're going to slide into our VMs after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Mix Show.
You too can leave us a voice message. if you want to. Wait, should we sing it?
Slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
We nailed it.
Remember when I said that I didn't have any suspicions earlier Friday the 13th? I think I'm just off today.
Did you forget to put your wallet in the right pocket?
No, I put it in the right pocket, Steve.
All right, fine.
You can just head over to the Odyssey app. There's a little icon there that allows you to leave us a voice message so you can do it anytime you're free. It can be at 2 in the morning or it can be right now.
And we get some good voice messages, one about hockey, one about snakes. Hopefully we'll get to those, but I figured this one we should start off with because it's about Father's Day.
So my wife asked me what I wanted for Father's Day, and I said, nothing really, just if you guys could all just leave me the fuck alone for a day, I'd be pretty happy.
That sounds like Mother's Day.
I'm nonchalant.
And now I'm in the doghouse.
Shocking.
What's the point of the holiday if I can't get what I want? I just want to be left the fuck alone. Have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you, too. It sounds like you're off to a good start.
Very happy indeed. Oh, no. He's in trouble for Father's Day. That sucks.
I don't want to just come. I'm sorry. That might be my favorite thing ever.
Nothing, really. Just if you guys could all just leave me the fuck alone for a day, I'd be pretty happy.
Good luck with that, man.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen. All right, here's another voice message.
Instead of all of you holding each individual snakes, why don't you just hold one great big python that's like, I don't know, 20-foot long or something. I'm sure they got one.
Yeah, they didn't bring that in, and I don't think they're bringing that in later today. If they do, well, so for those that don't know, you lost a challenge. You're terrified of snakes. The Woodland Park Zoo have been trying to get you to hold a snake, and you said you would do it if you lost the snake trivia challenge, and you did.
I did.
So today, during the 850 Beat Migs, they're coming back, our friends from the Woodland Park Zoo, Alyssa and Kat, and they're going to have a smaller python, I think Obi?
Yeah.
And you're going to have to hold Obi while hosting Beat Migs.
I'm tearing up right now thinking about it.
See, honestly, a big one would probably be better. I know you were getting scared with that one, but I'm like, at that point, you could just hold the butt.
Hold the butt?
And then somebody else can hold the head.
I'll hold the head.
I usually hold the head.
All right, we got one more voice message. Let's get to that one.
Holding on the box.
Yo, you have got to be f***ing kidding me. What kind of game is this? What? The Oilers came back 3-0, overtime, f***ing win it? Calvin Pickard, go T-Birds? Man, can't wait to hear you guys talk about it.
One funny detail here, both goals.
All right.
It was an awesome game.
It was amazing.
I had the best day ever.
Calvin Pickard was phenomenal.
Got to watch with my son. He fell asleep during overtime, though, so he missed the best part. But I honestly thought that the Oilers blew it. Mm-hmm. I didn't think they were going to come back. And then it was one of the most exciting finishes ever.
It's so good. So I can't wait for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow's going to be game five. Hopefully they win it and we move on to having them hoist Stanley Cup by game six.
Loyal to the oil.
Okay. The Daily Migs Show.
All week we have been celebrating the dads because Father's Day is coming up on Sunday, spoiler alert, with Dads Rock, and Mike Herrera, the frontman of MXPX and father of two, is going to join us at 7:20.
If you guys could all just leave me the f*** alone for a day, I'd be pretty happy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Daily Migs Show.
Yes.
With Taryn Daly.
I've had a Big Mac.
And Steve Migs.
Slurp them all, baby.
On The Rock 99.9 KISW.
We have been having an absolute blast this week, gearing up for Father's Day and celebrating Dad's Rock.
Yes.
We've got to chat with Brent Smith from Shinedown.
Yep.
Dave Dieterer from the President
of USA. A'ron Jones.
A'ron Jones. And now we've got Mike Herrera from MXPX joining us. Good morning and happy early Father's Day, Mike.
Hey, thank you. Thanks, fam. How are we feeling about the Dad Rock moniker?
What would you rather it be?
I don't know. Is it Dad? I mean, Dad Punk isn't that much better, so.
It is like that. Someone once told me, it's like, you know, nobody ever thinks they're going to get old until they get old. And it's like, oh, crap. Where did the time go? We're all parents. This is nuts.
It is. It is nuts. I just went on a bike ride with my kids right before talking to you guys. So I'm living the dream right now.
So, Mike, how old are your kids now? You have Rhodes and Sailor, right?
Yeah. I've got an 8 and 12-year-old.
I do want to, while we have you, because it was one of my favorite things. I think it came out a little over a year ago, around a year ago, where you put out a great cover of an NoFX song, but you had your daughter, Sailor, sing it. And here's a clip of it. It's like, as a parent, I think it's like one of those things like you strive for, to have like that cool parent-kid moment. And you have it on video, which I think is so great that you'll be able to look back on this for years to come.
That's me inside your head.
I don't want to talk about how old that song is because I realized that that song came out like 30 years ago. Man, that made us all feel old. But what a great moment.
I'm like crying. That's so beautiful, up. Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, NoFX was doing their last shows last year. We were part of it. MXPX was supporting them. We kind of just wanted to do something sentimental, I guess, you know, and what better way to have it is just like bring the whole family in. And next time I do need to get, you know, Rhodes in there and maybe my wife, but no, I love the, I love doing that. And she actually came up and sang it in Bremerton. We played Bremerton last year. And right when it was maybe a month after it came out, she came up and sang it live. So that was really cool.
We're talking to Mike Herrera from MXPX, and you did a cover of a NoFX song with your daughter. Is the punk music, or does she have a different genre that she leans more into?
Well, she does like punk music. They I don't know. I think punk is like a comfort to them because they love punk rock. But then, of course, they're like any other kids. They're listening to hip hop and they're listening to pop music and, you know, whatever, whether it's like Sabrina Carpenter or, you know, Chappelle Roan or whatever. But I always bring
that's
her back
Chappell
to the punk
Roan,
rock.
Be like, Mike, I've been corrected because I called it Chappelle Roan once and these guys just beat me up about it. Like, all right,
sorry,
old man.
Chappell.
Yeah. I love Dave Chappelle Roan.
I'm a Dave Chappelle guy.
Same here.
That's his daughter, right?
All this time I thought that was the case.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I'm just going with it.
That's where she learned all her bad words.
My daughter corrects me all the time, too. So, like, I've just gotten used to it. Yes. I don't even care. I just living life.
Dude, there are times where I know that I said something wrong to my kid, and before I can even correct myself, she's just, she's five, and she's like, no, Daddy, that was Donatello, you idiot. Like, just call me an idiot, but
it's that
tone of voice. I'm like, I know it wasn't Michelangelo. I screwed it up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, my son's kind of the same way. Like, he, you know, he'll be watching some video, and he's really into, like, learning things. So learn about the world, learn about this. Every now and again, he'll get it wrong. He'll come up to me and tell me about, you know, the earth is flat or something, right? I'm like, wait, where'd you find that out? He's like, oh, the internet. All right.
No more podcasts for you, son.
Yeah.
Mike, out of curiosity, do your kids have like a favorite MXPX song?
Well, it's always the newest song. So right now it's 100. That's a good question. You know, If I play two sappy sentimental songs to my son, he gets really sad. So like we have a song called Moments Like This. It's about, you know, kind of reflecting on your life and looking back, and he gets so, yeah, I don't know if he still gets sad, but growing up, he would always, if he would see that video, start crying. Oh. Just like, yeah, it's a lot.
Does he get that from you, Mike? Are you kind of a tenderhearted, you know, father?
I think it goes back and forth with me. If I'm being good, yes. If I'm being, you know, and then of course my regular personality comes out where I'm just like, so, you know, not paying attention to what's going on. So I find myself coming back, grounding myself and trying to be a little more tender. So yeah, I think I am. And lyrically, of course, you know, when I write lyrics, sometimes they can get too sappy, too much. And I'll have to like pare that down.
Mike, if you don't mind, we're just going to play a quick little ditty, but then we really got to talk about what is happening in the MXPX merch shop.
Of course. Anytime. The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, if you're just joining us, we have been chatting up Mike Herrera from MXPX, part of Dad's Rock, that we've been celebrating all week long on The Daily Mix Show.
On your website, in your merch store, you've created something that is a perfect Father's Day gift for so many punk rockers. Please tell me about what's going on with all the grilling goods and the fun merchandise that you have on MXPX's site, because I got to be honest with you, I got to get the oven mitt. That thing is freaking awesome.
Yes, I'll send a package. We just released some grilling summer merch. We have a song called Mistakes Will Be Made. It kind of turned into an inside joke where steaks will be made. So
that's so a steak shirt.
We've got a t-shirt. We've got a grilling apron. We've got a spatula. We've got bottle openers. We've got just like an array of just fun summertime items, all with MXPX and that theme going. You know what? We just have a good time over here. You know, we just can't help it.
Danny already bought the bikini. He's been wearing it all year so far.
It's been very awkward.
It's under my hoodie right now.
love. The bikini, yep, it's going to fit. It's going to look good on you, Danny.
Yeah.
And we have board shorts as well.
And steak seasoning salt.
Yes, I've been using it. It's actually really good. It's not like, it's really good. It's a kind of a basic steak seasoning. Were you kidding? Because we actually have steak.
No, I'm looking at it right now. I want to try it on everything.
Oh, you're looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we run our own site, mxpx.com, and it's a mom and pop store. So
very cool.
My mom, she's actually getting a little up there. She was our manager she's technically still is, but we're kind of moving the store over. So we have a new team involved, but it's all just our friends. Our friend Mary, she moved up here. We've known her for years. Now she's kind of helping out with the store. So like we have a good time and we sit around and laugh about stupid ideas.
So let's just say Rhodes and Sailor, at one point, they become their own music artists. Would you be willing to pull the mom role that what your mom did for you guys and be the manager of your kids' band or no?
That is a good question. I'm going to say in some ways, yes. In other ways, no. But I would say when it comes to the store, I mean, that's a family business right there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like it's not a convenience store. You know, you go in and get your Tootsie Rolls, but you can go in and get some merch. And if Sailor puts out an album, I don't see why we wouldn't sell the vinyl in the store. Package it up.
And go to mxpx.com to get any of that cool stuff. I do have to say before we wrap things up with you, if you know how to have like on Amazon or on Spotify to give you like your year in review of what you listen to the most, I guarantee you that your last record, Find a Way Home, is going to be on there for me. That has been a go-to record at the gym, when driving. I talked about this with Danny because I know he's a massive MXPX fan as well. I'm like, how is it this band, in my opinion, that's my favorite of all the MXPX records. And, you know, sometimes people say when the band's been around for a long time, the older records maybe are not as good as your earlier years. And you guys are not that. What would you attribute the success of your songwriting and just as being a band that, you know, 20 years into it and more, that you're still putting out phenomenal music?
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I would say just for us, we started out so young and we got started and we got success at a really young age. I feel like we've had multiple careers, multiple eras. You know, there are fans that like all our, you know, the first three records or something like that. And then, you know, there's fans that are coming into us right now that have never heard that's any awesome. Of those albums. And I think that's, I don't know if that's why our albums are good, but like, but it's certainly like the fact that if you keep really trying, if you keep making a point to really don't phone it in, put out a record that you're proud of. And I think you're going to find new people and you're going to find people that maybe didn't give you a chance the first time. Mm. They're going to find something for those people. And I think that's what we're doing in our years now. I don't know what you call these years. They're not golden years.
It's the dad punk years.
yeah. The kids are keeping me young, right? Maybe 100%. That's what it is.
And they're loving the new song. We are loving the new song 100. Can you give us, Mike, any little peek behind the curtain of what else is in the works for MXPX looking toward the end of the year?
Yeah, we're planning some fun stuff and we're working on new songs. So, you know, maybe a move away from Bremerton. I don't know.
Get the hell out of Bremerton.
Only kidding.
And Mike, I do want to say real quick, though, thank you so much for the heartfelt message that you put up on your social media pages about our good friend Kevin Deers, somebody that we absolutely love and are still devastated and think about all the time. And I know he was such a huge fan of MXPX, and I can never speak on behalf of someone who's not here, but I feel very confident knowing that Kevin would be smiling from ear to ear to know that one of his absolute favorite bands showed him as much love as you guys did. And I can't thank you enough for that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love Kevin and it was devastating and he's one of the best people ever in Seattle. And you guys really have something special with your whole crew there. So thanks for letting me be a part of it, really.
Well, thank you so much, Mike. If people want to give you a follow on Instagram at Mike Herrera TD.
Thanks, y'all. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Daily Migs Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.